Hey, good Wednesday to you with Prairie Public Music News. I'm Eric Dethridge. I guess the moral of our first story is catch them while you can. Roger Daltrey says he thinks his voice is going to give out in the next 5 years, but The Who's lead singer is going out with a bang. He's been touring with Pete Townsend and a full orchestra, recorded a new Who album, the first since 2006, while last year he put out his first solo record in 26 years, even penned a memoir. Daltrey says while his voice is in fine form right now, age eventually will catch up with him. Perhaps your last chance to see The Who as they are will be in St. Paul at the XL Energy Center September the 6th. Well, I mentioned the other day when it was Fred Schneider's birthday that I recently visited an aquarium that had all kinds of things like sharks and rays, all kinds of fish, and I couldn't get Rock Lobster out of my head for some reason. Well, I just can't seem to escape that surfy 1979 B-52 summertime classic earworm as an animated video for Rock Lobster is out on the interwebs. I just checked it out. It's quite surreal. It was created by Calicore Studios. This vibrantly illustrated video brings to life a group of lobsters who operate a clam factory. Told you it was surreal, but enter these robots who start shrinking the crustaceans with lasers, but then the lobsters fight back, snapping off the robots' heads with their claws until in the end a giant clam. Remember the clams? Eat everyone up. The B-52s right now are in the middle of a 49th anniversary tour. They've also teamed with Fred Armisen to film an authorized rock doc. It's not a rock doc, but a rock biopic on Elvis Presley that's in the works by filmmaker Baz Luhrmann, of course known for his colorful, over-the-top productions like Moulin Rouge. He and Warner Brothers reportedly have narrowed down their choices to play the king on the big screen to Ansel Elgort, Miles Teller, singer-songwriter Harry Styles, Austin Butler, and Aaron Taylor Johnson, who played John Lennon in the 2009 film Nowhere. Boy, no word on when the final choice will be made. The so far untitled film will hone in on the king's rise to stardom in his early peak years of fame, and not the fat Elvis period later on down the line. Tom Hanks already has been cast to play Colonel Parker. It's July 3rd in 1968, an impromptu gathering at Joni Mitchell's house brought together for the first time David Crosby, Stephen Stills, and Graham Nash. A year later, Stones founder Brian Jones was found dead at the bottom of his pool. The coroner famously ruled he died by misadventure. And that is a wrap for Music News for Prairie Public. I'm Eric Dethridge. Have a happy 4th and rock on.